Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Royster. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting 7th. The DH, Steve Balboni. Batting 8th. The catcher, Ed Hearn. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. And now, play ball. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a pop-up towards short. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon who is chasing the ball. Seitzer reaches third base with a triple. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tartabull. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops it up and throws to first, with Bannister covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana misplays the ball. That's an error on Biancalana. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni takes first base on ball four. Jackson moves to second. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Hearn reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. Balboni goes all the way around to score. Hearn moves to third. It's 2-0, Royals. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bannister fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a fly ball into center field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Balboni hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hearn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Redus. Hearn reaches second base with a double. Balboni moves to third. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0-for-1 in the game. Biancalana hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wynn now pitching. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Tartabull moves to second. It's 6-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to third. Brett moves to second. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Balboni hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Royals. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hearn takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Royster. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Royster throws the ball into Walker, who tags Seitzer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Wilson scores. It's 8-0, Royals. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Redus reaches second base with a double. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Redus moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk is hit by the pitch. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 0. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Tartabull moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Tartabull moves to third. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Tartabull scores. It's 9-0, Royals. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Balboni hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer now playing third base. Juan Benitez now playing first base. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon strikes out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Guillen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-2 in the game. Karkoviche hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. It's 9-1, Royals. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Karkoviche moves to second. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-3 in the game. Hill is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joel Davis now pitching. Fred Manrique now playing shortstop. Ed Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Hearn hits a line drive into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley pinch hits for Willie Wilson. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a line drive into left field. Royster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Anderson now pitching. Thad Bosley now playing center field. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-3 in the game. Royster is called out on strikes. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fisk goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 9-2, Royals. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-3 in the game. Calderon hits a pop-up towards short. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-3, Royals. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ray Searage now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tartabull strikes out. Two outs. Juan Beniquez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beniquez takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is called out on strikes. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-4 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Redus moves to second. Ron Hassey pinch hits for Jerry Royster. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancolano fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.